You're paranoid. Don't be so sensitive. I was just joking. I'm so worried about you. Are you okay? Have you ever been on the receiving end of statements and questions like these? This type of communication may make you question your own memory, perception, and sanity. Before you allow others to invalidate your feelings or experiences by using dismissive language, extinguish the gaslighting. This type of manipulation is frequently talked about in psychology, often in regards to those with personality disorders or narcissistic tendencies. But gaslighting is so common, it's important that you can quickly identify it and understand what is at play from a communications perspective. Gaslighting can be used as a dangerous manipulation tool by friends, family, partners, and colleagues or managers in the workplace. The goal of gaslighting is to gradually undermine a person's confidence in their own ability to distinguish truth from falsehood, right from wrong, or reality from delusion, thereby making themselves dependent on the gaslighter for their thinking and feelings. In the workplace, gaslighting can create a stressful work environment and be detrimental to your career. For example, you may be excluded from important meetings or made the subject of gossip, be persistently discredited or questioned, all with the goal to destroy your confidence. Gaslighting can be committed by anyone and can be especially troublesome when the one who is doing it is in a position of power. The pitch challenge today: begin to recognize the red flags of gaslighting to avoid potential and future manipulation. Some warning signs of gaslighting include when someone is withholding information from you or discounting information you are providing, verbally abusing you, usually in the form of jokes, blocking and diverting your attention from outside sources, minimizing your worth, and undermining you by gradually weakening your thought process. Once you can identify these actions as gaslighting, you can create a strategy to avoid manipulation by not opening yourself up to victim availability, or quite simply, becoming the victim. Instead, you want to extinguish or shut these forms of communication down immediately. Maintain your confidence by frequently reviewing the facts of the situation. Remember, a gaslighter's ultimate goal is to make you second guess your choices and question your sanity, which in turn will make you more dependent on them. Gaslighting is a highly manipulative and disguises itself with dismissive, invalidating comments.